Welcome to the Van Field Ministries Outreach Church Faith Over Fear broadcast. We pray this presentation is a blessing to you as we grow together through studying and rightly dividing God's living word. Thank you for tuning in with us, and now here's your host, Pastor Vance Mansfield.
Welcome back to Faith Over Fear. I'm Pastor Vance Mansfield, and we are studying on the subject healing and healing to the unbeliever. We have not got to the unbeliever part yet, but we will. So stay tuned with us. There's a lot of things that we have discussed up to this point. So if you have not heard the previous episodes, go back and listen to the previous episodes. They're available on podcast, anywhere you listen to podcasts. They're available on YouTube. Go back and listen to them. It will help you get to the place of total healing, total restoration, absolute total deliverance. Just in the last two episodes, if you can just get a hold of the last two episodes, there is so much information in there to get you set free. All you have to do is believe it and receive the word of God that we have delivered unto you. I look forward to hearing your testimonies. Please, please write to us. Let us know how these podcasts are helping you. We're going to pick back up in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 5. We've covered most of it, but there's a couple places that we have not covered that are vitally important to you being totally 100% set free, not just physically, but emotionally, spiritually, physically, everything about you being totally healed and set free. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. We'll start from the top of the verse. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, we left off that he was bruised for our iniquities. I want to look at the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Now, what does that mean? What does the chastisement of our peace upon him? What does that mean? The word chastisement is the Hebrew word musar, and it means reproof, warning, or instruction. Also, restraint, bond, chastising, to check, or to like a correction, discipline, doctrine, instruction, or rebuke. Okay? And musar comes from yalsar, which means to chastise, literally, with blows, which is like punch or smack or hit or something. Or figuratively, with words. Or figuratively, with words. Hence, to instruct, to bind, to chasten, to chastise, to correct, to instruct, to punish, to reform, reprove, sore, or to teach. Now that was a lot, I know. You might have to listen to that a few times or go back and write it down. But I want it to sink in. I want you to get a hold of everything that you need to be totally set free. Now, you may be asking the question, based on the wording of the King James Bible, if the chastisement of our peace was upon him, why did we have to be beaten, rebuked, reproved, sore, hit, to have peace? We're going to read this again out of the English Standard Version, and it's going to bring a little more clarity to you. See, I don't believe that the King James Bible is the only way to study the Bible. As you can tell, I use a lot of Greek and Hebrew. I use interlinear Bibles, direct rendering Bibles. I'm a huge fan of the Young's Literal Translation Bible. I would love to have a hard copy of that. But we're going to look at this out of the ESV. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him, here it is. Now watch this. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace. See, you don't have to suffer to have peace. But you could not have peace as long as you were outcasted. Okay? As long as you were an outcast, as long as you were not connected to God, as long as all of these things were working against you, there could be no peace brought to you until the Prince of Peace showed up on the scene. So, the chastisement that brought us peace was upon him. Every beating, every foul word that was said to him, every stone that was thrown at him, was all because of you. The Bible said he could have called 12 legions of angels, and they would have got him off the cross. But he didn't do it. Because he saw you. He looked ahead and he saw you. And he knew what his purpose was. He knew that he was going to bring you in to the kingdom of God. That you would no longer be foreigners and strangers and outcasts, alienated from the commonwealth of the kingdom of God. But you would be called the sons of God. And that you could have the peace of God. All you've got to do is receive the peace that he has given to you. He was beaten so that you could have peace. Now watch this. Let's finish this verse. And with his stripes, you are healed. With his stripes, you are healed. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, he makes reference to this verse. In fact, we could probably go back to, say, verse 21, or we'll say 22, just for the sake of time. Talking about Jesus, said, who did not sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Now, the word guile is deceit, okay? Neither was deceit found in his mouth. Verse 23, who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. He did not retaliate against them. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Now watch verse 24. This is the verse we want to look at. Who his own self bare our sin in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness. Now how could we be dead to sins if we were born in sin? Because we have accepted the finished work of Jesus Christ. Now watch how it finishes. By whose stripes you were, past tense, you were healed. Okay? Should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. past tense, done. You were healed. Okay? And nothing can take that healing away from you. Nothing can stop you from moving in to your place of health, your place of peace, your place of healing. All of these things are working in your favor. Okay? Now, we want to go back to Isaiah. And I want to finish off in verse 6. We'll finish verse 6. Upon him, and with his stripes you were healed. Verse 6. All we, like sheep, have gone astray, and have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He took upon himself all of our iniquity. He carried it so that you don't have to carry it. Verse 7 said he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He never once retaliated. He never once said, I'm not doing this. But he continually walked the path that was set before him, all the way to the place that he laid his life down so that you could live. All you have to do is receive that word, and it's all yours. Receive him for who he is, and you can have it all. We're out of time for the day. I want to encourage you, if you've not yet become a partner, please become a partner with this ministry and help us continue to take this gospel around the world. You can go to our website, PastorVanceMansfield.com, or you can go to VMMChurch.com. They will all lead you to the same place. And on the home screen of our website, you can sign up there where it says, I want to become a partner. You can become a partner today for a monthly love gift. And it's a minimal amount for a monthly love gift. You can help us continue to take this gospel around the world. And by doing so, we're going to give you access to exclusive content that only you and the partners can get. Exclusive audio, exclusive video, special webinars, discounts, free items. We do giveaways and all of these things, PDFs, images that we have built and put together for things that we have taught and are going to teach. They're available to the partners, along with study guides and different things for what we're doing around the world. Go become a partner today. Don't wait. We're brought to you only by your donations. If you've not made a donation, please make a donation before you finish out your day today. And we send the word right now that you would receive the peace that God has laid upon you, that you would receive the grace that God has sent into your life. And everything that is working against you to try to stop that grace, we call it back in the name of Jesus. That's all the time for today. Listen to these messages as we go off the air. And until the next time, may God continually bless you abundantly.
Thank you for tuning in. Please don't forget to like and share this with your friends. Check out our YouTube channel where everything is archived for your viewing pleasure. Please subscribe and ring the bell to be notified when we go live and upload new content. Be sure to check out our podcast titled Faith Over Fear with Pastor Vance Mansfield, available on all of your favorite podcast stations and always available on our website, PastorVanceMansfield.com. We want to especially thank you for your generous donation. We are brought to you by your love and support. Please consider making a donation before you leave us today. please go to our website, PastorVanceMansfield.com, for all the ways you can support this mighty work of the kingdom.